We reported earlier on the referendum results in Turkey. By a slim margin, voters granted President Recep Tayyip Erdogan more powers. Turkey under Erdogan has become a much more conservative country than it once was, and some say that's being reflected in the way women are portrayed in Turkish TV soap operas. Turkish soaps are very popular with viewers, both inside the country and abroad. Fariba Nawa has our story from Istanbul.
This is the theme from Magnificent Century, one of Turkey's most popular soap operas. It's based on the life of the Ottoman Sultan Süleyman and his harem. The show has aired in 86 countries. In the US, you can watch it with English subtitles on Netflix. Soap operas like this have become a major Turkish export. Last year, they brought in about $300 million. In conservative countries like Afghanistan and Egypt, some men have even blamed a rising divorce rate on these shows, where female characters can walk away from abusive marriages. Tamur Savci, a producer of Magnificent Century, says Turkish serials like his feature strong women who fight back.
Açıkçası benim dizilerdeki tespitim aslında birazcık tersi yönünde çünkü daha çok
I see more soaps about women becoming successful, stronger, and emancipated. The soaps where there are no strong women are in the minority.
But that's not the way some Turkish women see it. They say most of the soaps make it clear that to be a good woman you have to stay within traditional boundaries, even if it means a violent marriage.
I myself acted in a TV serial.
Elif Dadeveran appeared in a popular soap, and she says Turkey needs more female characters who don't base their identity on men, even if viewers don't like it.
I was playing the role of the very powerful woman, and I was the head of the company as the only daughter of the family. I was so happy about the role because it was like a role model. But starting after a while later, like, I don't know, the 15th episode or something like that, the role that I was playing slowly turned into a housewife, a mother.
Dadeveran says the producers told her the audience wanted her character to become more nurturing. So she quit and started producing films herself. She also directs the Antalya Film Festival.
The thing is, I keep telling people that if you keep writing those kind of things, they will keep continuing asking for those kind of things. So we have to change it. You know, we have to work on it.
Back in the late 90s, the soaps offered more diverse roles for women, says Esther Gedik, a professor of sociology of gender at Yozgat's Buzuk University. But when Turkey began exporting entertainment to more conservative Middle Eastern countries, the roles for women began to change. It's kind of ironic, Gedik says.
Middle Eastern women see this Turkish woman as more modernized, but it's not the reality, it's a picture they have.
It's not just the soaps. Since 2002, when the Islamist ruling AKP party came into power, Turkish TV has become more conservative. Alcohol and cigarettes are blurred, the word magic is censored, love scenes are cut, and divorcees and women who defy traditions are punished in the shows. They either end up in jail or raped.
So she watched this Cesur Bektaş.
In their basement apartment in Istanbul, Mehmet and Pınar Özçelebi sit down at night to watch Cesur ve Güzel, The Brave and the Beautiful. It's kind of like a Turkish version of Dynasty. Their kids watch too, while they play. Pınar is a stay-at-home mom and she loves the show. She says it's taught her to speak up in her marriage. And she now demands appreciation from her husband.
Tabii hani güçlü olmayı, sabretmeyi.
These women are strong and patient. We women learn how to make decisions from these shows. Men surprise women with a holiday and gifts, and I ask them to surprise me, say romantic things to me. Why am I any different? I tell them to celebrate my birthday.
Maybe that seems like a small thing, but Mehmet hints his wife might be too influenced by what she's watching.
Women aren't just sitting and waiting for their husbands anymore. They want to go out and learn about their freedoms. They learn to stand on their own.
It's a good thing, he says. Then he adds, I'm a little scared. For the world, Fariba Nawa, Istanbul.
Emniyet müdürü, savcı.